Hello, and welcome to Conscious Hoofbeat. My name is Dr. Pamela Maynard, and I am passionate about guiding lifestyle horsewomen on their journey to inner health and increased awareness through online educational programs, presencing groups, and inner health circle. Before I get started, I just want to remind you that when you visit my website, ConsciousHoofbeat.com, you can get a free audio that shares one exercise you can do right now to be more present with your horse. Like a lot of other little girls, I first fell in love with horses thanks to author Walter Farley and his book series, The Black Stallion, along with Little Black Pony. I was certain there was no coincidence that the girl in the Black Stallion and the Girl book was named Pam. It was a sign from Walter Farley himself that I was destined to have horses in my life. On my 30th birthday, my father said to me in a very disappointed tone, "I guess you aren't going to outgrow this horse thing after all, are you?" I told him it was all his fault for buying me the entire Black Stallion series along with my first pony when I was 8. I wasn't just a little girl who dreamed of horses and thought they were pretty. I was, and still am, the epitome of horse crazy. I specifically fell in love with the Arabian breed. For me, it was more than their refined heads and elegance. The Arabian horse's desire to bond with their human was the real heart connection I found with horses. It is something that one really can't explain to a non-horse person. But if you are a horse lover listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That draw to horses isn't learned or even a choice. It is something innate and incomparable to anything else. My entire life has revolved around horses in some way, shape, or form. I still have an assignment that I wrote in grade school about what I wanted to be when I grew up. My paper was about how I wanted to be an Arabian horse trainer and breeder and specifically concentrate on breeding black Arabians because less than 4% of Arabians were black. I even remember doing the research and reading that somewhere. I was fortunate enough to have lived 14 miles from an Arabian farm in high school, and I eagerly signed up for their work-study student program. I traded my $2 an hour wage for $30 an hour riding lessons. Now that tells you just how crazy I was. The Arabian facility I worked for in high school did business with the largest Arabian horse farm in the world, located in Tucson, Arizona. That is how I learned about the Almar Arabians Apprentice Program. And as soon as I graduated from high school, I bought the two largest suitcases I could find and moved from one end of the country to the other. My dad bought me a round-trip airline ticket in case I didn't like it or got homesick. I never used the other half of that ticket. Even though it was hard work, it never occurred to me to quit. For 2 years, I got to work with horses from old Crabbit bloodlines and be around fellow horse crazy girls. I was in heaven. While I was an apprentice at Almara, one of the most memorable things I learned from our head trainer at the time was this: when you run into trouble, always go back to your basics. I am older now and not as fearless as I used to be. I don't ride professionally anymore, but I still train my own horses. I discovered dressage, and I feel like I'm really drawn to this because I can grow and evolve with this discipline without going to a horse show and counting on a blue ribbon to validate my accomplishments. Even though I don't ride for a living anymore, I still love the process of training. I never stop learning, and that is one of the main things I love about horses. Horses are some of the best teachers, if we choose to listen to them. We have all seen the Mustang challenges and various colt starting competitions. Nowadays, my version of a Mustang challenge is taking on a problem horse. not necessarily abused, but more like the ones who got started late or didn't receive consistent training and ended up in the hands of inexperienced horse owners, which resulted in what I call baggage. It can be a challenge, but I love the process of making progress, even when it takes longer than starting with a horse who has a clean slate. When I run into a problem, I find myself still hearing that voice. Go back to your basics. I value all of the words of wisdom I have learned over the years, and 9 times out of 10 it works. However, that 1 time out of 10 it didn't work, I was left hanging. It took me on a journey to find the quote unquote magic wand that I could add to my toolbox. I needed that missing link for the horse with baggage who didn't always respond to all of the traditional tools I had in my toolbox. My search began by looking within myself. I asked myself, what am I bringing to the relationship with this horse? Or maybe, what am I not bringing to the relationship? What exactly was I missing? When I used to work for trainers, I always felt like we were moving through an assembly line of horses. Each person in the barn would work around 10 horses a day. It was like we were robots going through the motions. Our goal was to check every horse off our list. I don't ever remember our goal being about connecting with the horse or addressing their emotional health. I continued exploring dressage along with liberty as a discipline, not the freestyle liberty that you see at the Arabian horse shows where they just turn the horse loose and it runs around. The stuff where you teach the horse to change directions, that kind of liberty. At any rate, I started to incorporate more body work to my horse's regimen, along with bioenergy analysis, and just started concentrating on creating overall all health. Everything was helping, but this is what I found. It wasn't just the horse. I was lacking awareness around being present, grounded, and mindful. It was time for me to incorporate my self-mastery and learn to allow my inner guidance system to start doing more of the thinking. I wasn't in tune with my intuition, which meant I wasn't always listening to my horse. Paying attention and just being aware is the first step to mindfulness. It's hard to slow down and notice things in a busy barn, so I encourage you to shut the barn radio off and just listen to the natural sounds around you. Many times our horses are talking, but we can't hear them. Here is the thing. The past no longer exists, and the future hasn't happened yet. Therefore, the only thing that matters is right now. When you practice mindfulness and being present, you are aware of what's going on inside of you. That is when you learn to show up for yourself. When you show up for yourself, you have self-love and self-compassion. This is part of self-mastery. As this all comes together, you then learn to show up for your horse in a different manner. When we are more present, it has the potential to change our relationship with ourself, our horse, and others. Therefore, true mastery is not only about a mental journey of knowing more tools for your toolbox or mastering all of the skills as a rider. Of course, that is part of it, but it is also a deep process that shapes a horse person above all on an emotional and spiritual level. For me, self-mastery has been an emotional journey where I continue to learn how to deal with setbacks, plateaus, frustrations, and disappointments. It is how I learn to keep going when people tell me I can't do it, or when people tell me my horse will never get better. Self-mastery is how I learned to stay balanced and centered and grounded, no matter what the naysayers tell me. Now, I treat my time with horses like a spiritual practice. I believe that being with horses is a contemplative practice. I'm not talking about religion or worshiping horses. I'm talking about treating the horse with reverence, compassion, and empathy. I'm talking about being fully present, not only with your horse, but with yourself. I'm talking about leaving the smartphone in the tack room, temporarily shutting off your Facebook notifications, and allowing a deeper connection to happen with your horse. We all know that horses mirror our emotions, and I believe that the emotional capacity of the horse is far greater than we give them credit. Horses are sentient beings just like you and me. Take the time to do your inner work and listen to your horse. You may just learn something new about yourself. Until next time, enjoy your horse.